The United States of America has faced a great number of hardships over its 245-year history. We have encountered war, depression, and disease, yet here we are, a global superpower, a beacon of light, and a symbol of hope for so many. How is it that we have managed to overcome so many obstacles in this young country's history? And how are we going to get through the obstacles we face today? The answer is optimism. Optimism means not taking no for an answer. It means believing that tomorrow will be better as long as we have the will to make it so. It means allowing the possibilities of the future to drive us towards it. It means choosing to not let the dark forces of negativity hinder us from achieving our full potential. This answer may seem too simple, but optimism is a multifaceted mindset that the United States has mastered. In fact, it is the very principles of optimism, courage, loyalty, and freedom that define this great nation. Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines courage as mental or moral strength to venture, persevere, and withstand danger, fear, or difficulty. Oftentimes, courage is associated with physical strength. When I think of courage, I immediately think of the countless men and women that have sacrificed their lives so that I can be here today. Our military is full of fierce men and women that are very strong physically, but it is not physical strength alone that has made our military superior. It is the mental strength of our soldiers that has made us triumphant. It does not matter how strong our military is, if our soldiers did not have the courage to rise up and face the enemy, then we would not be victorious. This same concept applies to all Americans. If we did not have the courage to wake up and face the challenges that each day throws at us, then our nation would not be the global powerhouse it is today. Courage is required to overcome the adversities that our country struggles with at this very moment. But I am not worried about whether we will overcome these new hardships or not. Why? Because being courageous is part of what has defined the United States since 1776. This definition has never changed in all of American history, and it is not going to change today. Defeating our current enemies, physical and metaphysical, will require a great deal of courage. But courage is in the DNA of America, and we must depend on it to carry us into a brighter future. Alongside courage, loyalty is one of the core principles of optimism. Remaining loyal and dedicated to a cause is what keeps the pursuit of success alive. If one was not loyal, then goals would never be reached, dreams would go unfulfilled. Making progress is what we do, but progress does not come easily. Thomas Edison, one of the greatest inventors in American history, once said, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." Imagine if he allowed failure to be the end of his story. Imagine if any of us allowed failure to be the end of our story. Failure is inevitable, but failure does not define us. We have remained loyal to our pursuit of the future, the light on the horizon, the possibilities of tomorrow. As we face challenges today, we must remain dedicated to progress, dedicated to struggling towards the light at the end of the tunnel. Yes, we are encountering new diseases, new enemies, new issues to solve. But staying the course is in the fibers of this nation. Even though these obstacles are different compared to problems of the past, the solution is the same. Loyalty. Loyalty to the progress and success of America, as well as loyalty to maintaining our freedom. What would this nation be without its freedom? We have fought to be free, and we continue to fight for that freedom on a daily basis. These days, we fight invisible villains, like viruses, mental illness, and discrimination. These opponents try to oppress us and daunt us into backing away from our pursuit of freedom. We have never let them win before, and we will not let them win today. We are free to enjoy life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness because of the sacrifices of many, and we refuse to let those sacrifices go to waste. We must continue wearing an attitude of optimism like our flag wears red, white, and blue. So, America, where do we go from here? We go where we have always gone, forward. We keep fighting until the possibilities of our future become the realities of our present.